When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
It's from Meg. Hey, Ben and Kelly, please call me Meg. And honestly, I am way too embarrassed to go to my friends or family with this. And since I consider you guys my friends, I wanted to ask for your help and be anonymous.
Okay.
I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for almost a year now. Super happy with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my friend recently started dating his friend, where she found out some things.
Oh, she's getting the dirt.
And she literally told me all of this last night. Apparently, he is still legally married because he said it was too expensive to get a divorce.
Okay.
But they haven't been together for 4 years.
Okay.
As if that isn't bad enough, they still own a property together and they rent it out.
Oh.
I plan on asking him about all this, but my question is, if he never told me any of this in a year, what else am I missing?
Mm.
I'm so confused. I really thought he could be the one, but according to my friend, he is still married because it's too expensive for a divorce. Please let me know if you guys can help.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
To not reveal in a year's time.
And look, I understand that he's probably in a really complicated place.
Sure.
And you know what? It may be legit where he and his wife have not seen each other in 4 years, you know, and it's just a matter of paperwork or whatever. And, But yeah, I mean,
we reveal that though. Yeah. When it looks like there's going to be, we're going to continue dating. Like this is going to be an exclusive thing. I really like this person. Like we should have said something at that point, a couple months in, but now here we are
a year
down the road and he still hasn't revealed.
Look,
oh yeah, I'm still married.
Yeah. Kelly, I mean, it's easy for us to say, you should just tell him it. It can be really difficult for a lot of people to have those difficult conversations because, you know, in his mind, he's thinking, okay, if I'm going to tell her, that I'm married, but how is she going to react when I say, oh, hey, I'm still married?
You let that go, the reaction's going to be more severe.
Right, right, right. Exactly. But then sometimes that compounds upon itself. And then it gets to the point where you're like, I can't tell her now.
Okay. Well, except for the fact that
now she knows
she's going to confront him. And then going to react? Exactly.
Yeah. Is there anybody who is still legally married to their spouse and...
But dating?
Yeah, but dating other people and kind of like making that all work. Like, how's that work? Because obviously, if he does want to have a future with Meg, then he's going to have to resolve things with his ex-wife. Or, well, ex-current wife.
And so Shannon's asking, did he actually lie to her? Or did he, like, I guess, or though,
lie
did
by
he
omission,
say he was
maybe.
Yeah, did he say he was divorced? So
yeah.
if he lied, that's a big deal. Or if he just like, cause you have to, when you start dating someone, your past comes up, right?
Yeah.
You do kind of share a little bit of your history.
Okay.
Unless they, I don't know. I don't know how you didn't like not talk about that. And then what did he say about it?
All right. Would love to hear your take, especially if you're in the situation where maybe that was you at one point where you were still married and dating, or you were started dating a person who was still married, but quote, separated, you know?
Right. A lot of people, you know, start dating before they actually get legally divorced, but
yeah.
I feel like they're a little more upfront and forthcoming with that earlier in the relationship.
Again, it's hard to have those difficult conversations, but
of course it is. Cause you're afraid of scaring someone off.
Sure.
Like that's a lot of baggage.
Yep.
I don't know if I can handle it,
yeah.
But at the same time,
it's like, you know, showing
you
your
can't
freak
let it go
flag
on for a year and not share something like that.
All right. We want to hear your stories. 502-795-1997. And also advice, if you got any for Meg, that's coming up next. We're right in the middle of group therapy where Meg, she confided in us that she kind of found out some information about the guy she's been dating for a year from a friend that he's got a wife.
Yeah, he's still married. They haven't been together for 4 years. but they own property together. And it just felt like, well, this is a lot of information to find out from someone other than him. Like, why has he not revealed this a little sooner in the relationship? Understood, he probably didn't want to scare her off. However, when it becomes clear this is going to be a significant thing, then we need to be fessing up about something like that, right?
Right.
So we are getting a lot of responses on the text line. Swifty Kim said, I was still married to my ex for the first year of living with my current husband, but everybody knew. See, that's the thing. Right. That is the kicker, is we need to reveal that kind of information earlier in the relationship. Like, I'm thinking first month or two that you're dating and you want to continue dating, then you need to say, hey, I need to tell you a couple of things. Mickey says, my guess is he and his wife have a very messy financial situation.
Maybe.
Where they're tethered together. And that's exactly one of the things that the friend revealed, is that it was too expensive to get a divorce, which is why they haven't proceeded with that.
All right. He calls our show all the time. Andrew the Love Doctor dispenses some advice. What's your take on this?
First and foremost, he didn't tell her. That's something. Kelly said 2 months in. You're talking a month in. Yeah, I'm still married. We haven't seen each other and blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, we own a property together. Those are things you have conversations about right up front, because your past makes you who you are at the moment. Now, then she decides if she wants to stay in the relationship, and people are like, well, I don't want to scare her off. Well, if you scare her off, guess what? She's not the one for you. She's not strong enough.
Right.
She can't go where you're going, right? That's how I look at it, right? This is simple. There is no gray area. I'm tired of people talking about gray areas. It's not gray. It's black and white. What else is he hiding? What else is he not telling her? That would be my next question, right?
Yeah.
Whether there is anything or not. Absolutely. Sure. So what else, you know, even at this point, if he comes clean and they shore everything up, in the back of her mind, she's going to go, what else did he not tell me?
So in your mind, you're thinking there's not a bright future for this relationship.
No, I think there could be a bright future for the relationship as long as she confronts him and he comes clean and she makes it very clear, is there anything else you're not telling me? And if I find out that there is and you didn't tell me, this relationship is over. There are no questions asked.
All right.
Yes, you put down the ultimatum. Like, I don't want to find out anything else from friends.
Yeah, Kelly, you're extremely 100% right. You've got to be up front, guys. This is somebody you could potentially spend the rest of your life with. So you're going to live that lie forever? I'm sorry, guys. This is easy. People, oh, my God, what is wrong with people? Jesus.
Well, Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you as always, sir.
Keep on loving, guys. You're the best.
Hey, Brooke, so what do you think?
Okay, so I'm legally married still, and I'm dating. And, like, I did tell him ahead of time, like, whenever we were talking and everything, and it was kind of weird, but he's still legally married, too, and they actually just, like, went through the process of getting divorced. So, for me, like, dating and everything while married, it wasn't a big deal to me because me and my ex haven't been together for 3 years.
Right.
We still co-parent, and we still, you know, do all that stuff with our kid, but I don't really think I can understand where she feels weird because it's a year in, and she doesn't know yet, but, like, if they're not, like, super connected still. Yeah.
So Brooke, are you trying to, like, reassure her or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So how early do you typically reveal your status?
I mean, usually, like, a month or two in.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. It's like he should have told her a lot earlier. And especially now, the fact that she found out from someone else is not great.
Yes. Yeah, definitely, like, I would feel a little weird about it, too, but, it's one of those things that he probably is just terrified now at this point that, like, he probably has, like, some intense feelings for her, and he's like, well, if I tell her now, I'm going to screw everything up.
I don't want to lose her.
Right.
Well, she's got to lay down the law, though, like, hey, no more of this me finding out stuff about you from other people.
Right.
You need to lay it out all out on the table if this is going to work.
Yeah, trust has got to be a big thing there. Hey, Brooke, thank you so much.
You all too. Have a good one.
All right. Chris said, went through this over COVID. Difficult to schedule anything through the courts. Something I mentioned at the beginning, though, it was difficult, but it can be done. Besides, Tony Melito said it best.
Yeah. understand. Things happen.
The right.
It's just a past.
That's right.
Well, he should have taken that attitude, though, and told her from right. the beginning. That's the thing. It's like everyone that is chiming in and commenting is saying, yes, but we talked about it early on in the relationship.
Yeah, this didn't happen.
So. Got a text. My sister-in-law was married, didn't see her husband for several years. They didn't divorce because of how much it would cost. Same situation here with Meg's boyfriend. She passed away suddenly, and because he was her next of kin, no one knew how to reach him or where to find him. It made things really complicated.
Wow.
So okay. not finding a way to divorce could complicate things way more than just your dating life. So, yeah, right. she's kind of some advice to Meg to you. Once you have a conversation with him, you need to encourage him to go through with the divorce.
Yeah. Actually follow up and figure that out. So.
Yes.
All right.
Well, especially if they would want to get married one day down the road. You can't get married if he's still married.
All right. Like, a lot of good stuff.
He's going to have to figure that out.
There. And good luck, Meg. Not a great situation to be in, that's for sure. But, you know, I think, you know, there's definitely a conversation that needs to be had. And I would suggest, because guys love it when you say, so tell me about your wife.
Oh, that's how you start the conversation.
So tell me about your wife.
So, how are things with your wife?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anyways, Meg, we joke, but yeah, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.